Paul Karp is a political reporter for The Guardian Australia. He joins me to talk about Australia's potential policy shift on our embassy in Israel. It's continuing to be a real sticking point as the Prime Minister travels the world or our region. In fact, the latest person to raise this publicly is Malaysia's Prime Minister, Mahathir Mohamad. Apparently, he's warned Scott Morrison that any policy shift would leave Australia more exposed to terrorism. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
Interesting point made by Mahathir Mohamad and made very publicly. What do you make of it?
Yes, well, the East Asia and the ASEAN summit is an opportunity for bilateral meetings between Scott Morrison and a bunch of leaders who are not happy about the announcement that Australia might move its embassy in Israel. And Malaysia was one of the countries who had signed a letter indicating their concern, but they hadn't publicly criticised the decision or the thought bubble yet. So this is a new news line. It is quite strong to be suggesting that moving the embassy could increase the terror threat. So it's quite a setback to have another public critic of that idea.
What's become quite clear is that this entire trip so far has been clouded by this issue for Scott Morrison. He can't go anywhere without it being raised with him, without it being raised either by a leader or by the press pack. It's quite a distraction to the trip, isn't it?
Yeah, before Mahathir Mohamad's comments, it was the Indonesian free trade deal is being linked by Indonesia to this decision. And yes, at every press conference and in every bilateral meeting, Scott Morrison is having to make the point that Australia hasn't decided to move its embassy. It's only announced it's going to consider that idea. And he's also tried to dampen it by saying that he'll make a decision by the end of the year. So I think that is, you know, hint, hint, you know, we had this bright idea. Turns out it's not so bright, and we'll you know, take down the flag before the end of the year because no one's saluting it.
Yeah, there is certainly the indication now, you know, being shared, and of course that leak this morning that Steve Jobo had, you know, privately said that essentially, basically, wasn't it, to the trade counterpart in Indonesia that, you know, he thought that it was unlikely that they would change the position. That's the report, at least. He hasn't publicly, you know, he said actually publicly he won't say what his conversations are with anyone. But there is all indications that the government probably won't go through with this proposal, but they don't want to sort of declare that yet. Why are they holding off?
Well, they announced that they were going to consider doing this before the Wentworth by-election. And if they don't have an actual consultation and a proper consideration of this idea, then I think it would show up or suggest that it was, you know, a kind of craven political tactic. And so they do actually have to consider it or go through the motions of considering it or expose themselves to that criticism. I don't know why the end of the year is the time frame, why they can't have a cabinet process to do it before then. But they might want to actually consider it like they promised.
Yes, it's certainly giving him a few headaches, as we're saying. All right, let's move to another story, and I know you've been watching this very closely. A ban on foreign political donations has, I think, just passed the Senate, with Labor agreeing with the coalition on a set of draft laws. Talk me through them.
Yeah, so this was one of three planks of the foreign interference package. And the idea of banning foreign political donations was not that controversial. Labor gave bipartisan support, but this bill has been amended so many times this year because it does so many other things. It attempted to regulate the way that charities and not-for-profits engage in campaigning, so there needed to be one set of amendments to fix that, to make sure that they weren't, you know, tied up in red tape, preventing them, you know, getting involved in politics. And now there's been another set of amendments to make sure that it doesn't override state donation laws and things like bans on property developers donating, because that was one of the other effects of the bill. So it's taken all year, but it's really only been agreed between Labor and the coalition, you know, at the last minute in this last week, due to another final set of amendments.
The Greens aren't happy. They're saying that there are loopholes in the proposed legislation. Do they have a point?
Yeah. So the issue is that federal law will govern donations that are spent on federal campaigns. But the issue is, if this bill allows lower transparency requirements or allows certain categories of donors to donate to political parties like developers, the issue is whether there's some potential for those donations to leak back into the state branches and for state campaigns. Now, the Coalition and Labor say that this set of amendments that they've agreed to this week make sure that if any donations were spent on a state campaign, state laws would apply, and so those bans on developer donations would apply. But the Greens have some advice that there is the potential for those donations to leak back, and so that was one of their concerns today.
Paul, thank you so much for coming on.
No worries, BK.